So let's go back to the week. So you
Monday nights.
Monday nights, Unity Club.
A club. Right. Tuesday nights.
Was that a discussion group or was that activities? Or?
No, table tennis and dancing at the end.
Right.
We used to dance with the girls. Then that's what I was thinking when the girls started
so
to come.
Must have been around somewhere.
I'm not sure about the old hall position. I can't
I
quite remember.
It might have been in the new building.
I'm a bit mixed up.
Well, that's all right. Take your time. It
doesn't matter anyway. Yeah, when the new building was built in 1938.
Then it was mixed.
The Unity Club was mixed. And then I think later they had what they call the 44 Club with Arthur Durrant, which Jim Johnson and the Johnsons and Dennis Riley.
Yeah.
And that age group were much younger than us. I still meet people who come to Kingsley occasionally, Audrey Thomas, who were in the Unity Club in those days, like Vi and Emmy.
Well, I'm sure that, as we do these.
So Monday night, Tuesday night, Mr. Russell introduced one of his friends from Woodford, who came and did exercise. What do you call it? Exercise group.
Yeah, well, now they'd probably call it aerobics or something. But
yeah.
But we
used to go and do exercising in, I can't remember the old hall section, it's only the main hall.
No, it doesn't matter. I mean,
Wednesday nights was our table tennis night when we went and trained. And played matches.
Oh, okay, right.
But that seemed, now that could have been...
So you might be home or away.
Later, yes.
That's all right.
It might have been later sessions. And Thursday night, I think, we had a second Unity Club night sometime.
Right.
Saturday night, I don't know about Friday, I'm sorry. Saturday, Mr. Russell nearly always ran the Saturday evening social.
Yeah.
We paid sixpence, and we had Saturday nights. We used to have a social, and before Terry and his era, there was a group. I know their names quite well. I can't think of it. Castle, no. But they had a little group, you know, who used to play on the stage on Saturday nights. It was all a voluntary sort of situation, you know. And we had a social, and Mr. Russell used to play games.
So there'd be games, right?
Games and dancing and that. But
by dancing.
But he used to. Oh dear, I can't think of the games. He used to have two row teams and ask people for certain things, like, have you got a £5 note?
Yeah.
And you had to dash up to the front with it first to get points.
I played that.
And when I had grown a little moustache in the end of the war, during the war, he asked for a moustache hair. So they all got me down to pluck out one of them. That sort of silly situation.
I remember that game.
What do they call the games? Oh dear, I can't remember.
Between the people we're seeing, I'm sure we'll come up with a list of the games.
Yeah, anyway.
So that was your week, really?
And Sunday night, I used to go to the service. A lot of the people didn't go, of course, but
right.
I know that Sydney used to have a hymn and a prayer at the end of each evening.
Oh, right.
Always, when we closed the club, there was a notices sort of situation and a hymn. We used to sing a hymn of some sort. I think he used to get the hymn book out, and we'd have a prayer to close the things. So it was always an influence, church influence, on everybody who was there, whether they liked it or not.
Right.
It didn't have to come Sundays. I think there were people who said that they wouldn't come to the club because they were expected to come to church.
Right. But that wasn't actually the...
That wasn't the case, no, it wasn't actually the case, I don't think.